Bravo.
Your permission.
Abraham, I'm asking them.
Where's Moshe? With your permission, Yeshua chapter 8. Perek Chet. Sentence 1. Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua al tira. Ve'al techat. This was after Am Yisrael tried once to capture the city of Ai, and Am Yisrael lost and ran away. Then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that Achan took from the looting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is why they lost the war against the king of the Ai and his nation. So chapter 8 is a continuation after the caught Achan and the killed Achan. Now you need not to be afraid anymore. Take the whole nation with you. Amilchama. Take everybody. Bekum aleh ay. Go and climb to the city of the ay. Re'e si natati miyadecha et melech ay v'etamo v'etiro v'etarto. Going to give in your hand the king of the ay and his nation and the whole the city and his land. Vatita lai, you should do to that city, ulemaka, to her king, to it, her king, kasher vatita li Yericho, ulemaka, whatever you did to Yericho and the king, you should do to die. Rak, but on nish la lao veimta, the loading and the animals, tavozu lachem, you should take for yourself. Sim lecha orev, it's called ambush, lair me'achareah, you should put some soldiers in the back of the city. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu became now Mr. Powell. He's telling Yeshua how to capture. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants, he doesn't have to give you an advice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not chief of staff, and he's not the defense minister. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you direction, and gives you orders, he doesn't give you advices. That's what he says, it is giver. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua how to capture the city of the eye. And says, what you're going to do is you put the army in the back, and we're going to see soon. And this is how you're going to capture that city. He says, well, if you want me to capture the city, I'm just going to attack the city, and I have the 22,000 bomb, and I'm going to drop it. Saddam Hussein is going to be in Syria at the time. But it doesn't matter, they'll think I killed him. But you don't have to tell him how to make a war. I mean this is not the Kadosh Baruch Hu's job. You don't find in the Chumash. That Moshe Rabbeinu fought Og Melech HaBashan, Sichon Melech HaEmori, Amalek, but wars in the desert. Rebbe didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu how to fight. How to fight? You go, your HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell you, just go fight. I go fight. I'm not waiting for an advice from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which side to attack and how to come on that city, which side I should come and what do I do? Ve'yakom Yehoshua, sentence 3, with your permission, ve'yakom Yehoshua v'chol lam ha'milchama lo ta'ay. This is the whole nation. And we emphasize that everybody is going to fight. Shalcha Yehoshua 30,000 ish. Yehoshua chose 30,000 people. Gibore ha'chayim, the best ones, the marines. Ve'shalachem laila, standing in the middle of the night. Ve'etzav otam lamor, he commanded them. Ru atem movim la'ir. You're going to be the people that you're going to be ambushed from the back. You have to be in the back. Al tachiku min ha'ir. Don't go far away from the city. Me'od too much. Ve'item kulchem nocholim. You should be ready. V'ani v'chol ha'am. Asher iti, me myself, and the whole nation besides you. Nikrat alayim, we can come closer to the city. V'aya ki yitu likratenu, they're going to come towards us. Kasher Barishana, the way it happened in the past, the first time, Benasna Lifnim, we're going to run away. That's the plan. We are two acharenu, they're going to come after us. Ad hatikenu taminahir, until they're all going to leave the city. Kiyomru, because they're going to say, Nasim Mefanenu, Kasher Barishana, the running away, the same as the first attack, the running away. Vinasna Lifnim, and we are going to run away from them. Vatim, at that time, you, Takumu Me'arev, you come from the other side, from the back. Vorashtem Etayir, then you come into the city and destroy the city. And Tana Hashem Elokechem Yadchem, it means, the minute that they're going to come, all of them will come out of the city to chase us, then you're going to come from the back, and you're going to take over the city. But yeah, and this is going to be Ketof Sechem Etayir, when you're going to catch the city, Tatitu Etayir Ba'esh, you're going to burn the city completely. Kizvar Hashem Tassu, that's what Kadesh was talking to tell you. Re'ud Tzibiti Etchem, make sure I told you to do that. Make sure you do it. וישלחם יהושע, יהושע send them, וילכו אל המערה, they went to the back to make the ambush, וישבו בין בית אל ובין העי, מים לעי. From the west side to the העי, they dwell between that. אלן יהושע והעי לא בתוכם. At that time, יהושע stayed or went to sleep at that night among the nation. I don't know what you have to know it. No difference does it make if he went to sleep in the Holiday Inn or he slept in the middle of the camp. So he went to the Holiday Inn. So he's entitled, he's the king. That is the Hilton, but the Holiday Inn at least, I mean, he's the chief of staff. You don't expect him to sleep on the desert. So the Nabi says, no, he did it. In the morning, Yeshua got up early, counted the people. He says, what do you need to count the people now? What's the purpose of counting? Now, he already drafted everybody. Already sent the 30,000 people behind the city of the Ai. So in the morning, he's supposed to come and walk towards the city. And he says, no, he woke up early in the morning, but he called the time, he's counting the people. What do you have to count the people? There's no purpose to count the people. You drafted everybody already. Everybody is here already. You don't have to count the people now before you go to the... What's the purpose of counting the people? There's nothing that's going on right now. And anyway, the whole plan is, the whole thing is a joke. You're going towards the city and they're going to start running backwards. And then they're going to ambush it from the back. And what's the purpose now? Counting the people. It's already the 30,000 people already, they stationed already in the back of the city. He says, what is the purpose that you counting the people that you dwell, you slept among them, and you stayed in a camp with them, in the morning you have to count them, when you have to count them? They are who is the king, Israel, if near Amai, says he and all the people also. He's going in front of everybody, in front of the nation towards the eye. They're all going together, but he is going, the Nabi emphasized, that he and all the older people, the important people, I don't know, maybe it's called the Bedin, they're walking in front of the nation towards the Ai. The whole Amma Milchama, the rest of the nation that coming to fight, they're coming along with him, Aluva, Ikshuva, Bo Negida, is all coming and they're standing right in the front of the city. It's only a little valley separates them from the city. So the Medrash says, or Hagim says, that the city of the Ai was on the tip of a mountain. And in order to come to that city, you had to climb the mountain. And now Yeshua stationed right next to the city, and only a little valley is between him and that mountain the city of the Ai is on. Then in the Nabi says, and took 5,000 people from his people, besides the 30,000, that's what most of the Chachamim say. To 5,000 people, that's the Motam Morev. He says, you are also going to stay around as an ambush. Ben Betel Ben Ai Miyam Lair, from the west side. So he was stationed from the north side, and then he took 5,000 people, extra to 5,000, that's the most of the Chachamim say again, and he put them on the west side, between the city Bet El and between the city of Da'at. Yasimu Ha'am et kol ha'machane Hashem mitzafon la'ir et ha'kavo miyam la'ir. The camp, the nation went and they put the whole camp around. Ve'elech Yeshua ba'layla hu betoch ha'emek. Since that night, Yeshua is walking around in the valley. It means like this, again. There was a valley in between the city of the eye and the camp, and all of a sudden, Yeshua is taking a walk. He's walking by himself. He's walking by himself inside the valley. He says, what's the matter? You're going in the valley. I mean, the whole idea is that they're going to see you, and they're going to come chase you, and they're going to come chase you, and they're going to ambush them from the back, and they're going to capture the city. So the Nabi says the night before, that's what Muslim Chachamim say, the night before Yeshua slept around among the people. In the morning he counted the people. He took 5,000 people and told them, you know, you should ambush also from the back. So the morning he needs another 5,000. We'll see in a minute maybe. And then he himself is walking inside the little valley. It's just a little, I don't know how to say it, just it's a little road maybe that went around the city. So why is he walking over? It's in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, without me, doesn't take anybody with him. Like Napoleon. What is he going for? What is he going for? Nobody told him to walk. So somebody told him that he has to take the nation, come in the front, and then eventually they're going to run away, and that's the whole purpose, running away. No, it's no malach. He won't meet anybody. Vayikirot melechai. This is the king of the eye, saw him. Vayamaru vayashkimu vayitzu anshei likat Yisrael ha-milchama. So they got up in the morning and then he saw him. The Gemara said over here, it doesn't mean that Yeshua really went and walked. I mean, the Gemara said what it means, that he was learning, but still explanation. Simple explanation, Rashi says that the Gemara says, simple explanation means he was really walking in the valley. So the Pasuk says that the Melechai saw them, by Mahuva Eshkimu, they got, they hurry up, and they got up early, by Yitzu Anshei Likrat Yisrael HaMilchama, Hu Bechol Amo Lamoed, Bifnei Arava. It says, they all got up early, and they're coming out to fight Am Yisrael in front of the big valley. Of course, the king did not know that they're going to ambush him from the back. וינהגו יהושע וכל ישראל לפניהם. Yeshua and the whole nation pretended that they're very scared of them, they're very afraid of them. The whole front broke. They're running towards the desert. ויזעקו כל העם אשר באים לדף אחריהם. The people at the city of the eye, they all screamed to chase the enemy, to chase Am Yisrael. ויזעקו אחרי יהושע ונזקו מן העיר. So they chased after Yeshua, and they got disconnected from the city. It means they left the city. ולא נשאר איש בעי. I said, nobody was left in the city of Bethel, in the city of Bethel, אשר יצאו אחרי ישראל. All left, all the men ran to chase Am Yisrael. ויעזבו את העיר פתוחה וירדפו אחרי ישראל. They left the city open, and they're all running after Am Yisrael. אמר השם יהושע, at that moment השם told יהושע, נטה בכידון אשר בידך. Take the shield, or maybe it's not called the shield, maybe כידון means a spear, like the knife, רומח. נטה בכידון אשר בידך, hold it up. Eli towards the city of Dai. Give me a threat, and I'm going to give you that city. Nobody had the mate. After Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayet Yehoshua b'kidon asher b'yado el ha'ir. So Yeshua raised his sword, his spear, asher b'yado el ha'ir towards the city. והעורב קם מהרה, and the ambush got up very quickly, ממקומו וירוצו כנתות ידו, they saw or they heard the Tzimchalokat Nefashim, how did they know to come and chase and come and attack? That says, Vayarutzu, they're running, Kintot Yadov, Vayabohu, Ha'ir, Vayakidua, they got inside the city, they captured the city. And right away, they burned the whole city. The people of the army, they were chasing Am Yisrael, they looked backwards. Probably they heard the fire engines. ויראו והנה עלה עשן העיר השמיים מהר. I said, they see a smoke coming. ולא היה בהם ידיים לנוס. הנה והנה. They lost the strength. It means like this. It means in the city, something will happen. It's not something so bad. But the thing is that the moral went down right away. When they saw that their own city is burning, Hashemayim, there's a big smoke. So they lost the whole energy what they had. The nation, Am Yisrael, they were running towards the desert. They went to change around and they're going to attack them. Yeshua and all Israel saw that the ambush captured the city, and the smoke came up. They came and they killed them. Those are the ones that ran away, that came to attack, they were in the middle. It means Yeshua, that in the nation are running away, they turn backwards, and they started to fight with them. In the meantime, the ambush is coming, and they, after the burn of the city, they come in to chase them from the back, and the people from the Ayin Betel found themselves, they are caught in the middle. So Am Yisrael killed all of them, nobody was left alive. Then they were able to capture the king of the Ai alive. They came to Yeshua, they brought him to Yeshua. Vayi kechalot Yisrael arog et kol yishvei Ai basadeh b'midbar asher radfu redafum bo. Vayi plu chulam nifish charev nifish charev bat kalotam. After Am Yisrael were able to kill everybody, vayishuv kolam Ai vayakut al ficharev. They went back inside and they killed. Questioning the kids and the babies and the children. Vayu kol hanoflim bayom ahu meishu ad isha shnei masar alef kol anshei. 12,000 people were there. They killed all of them. Yeshua lo yishiv yado asher natan bakidon. Yeshua did never put his hand down. From the time he raised his hand that he had the spear in his hand, he never put it down. Ad asher rim until he finished et kol yishvei ha'ai. Things like this. Yeshua, I don't know, it's like a magic or something. I don't know what it is. So Hashem told Yeshua, please pick up the spear, hold it in your hand. And this is going to be the sign that the city of the high is going to fall in your hand. Now this says that Yeshua did not put his hand down. The whole time, until the whole thing was finished, till the war was finished, he was holding the spear in his hand. The spear, sometimes says shield. Besides, they killed the people, the animals, and all the looting, Am Yisrael looted. And they took it away. That's what Hashem said to Yeshua. They allowed to take all the looting and not to kill all the animals. Yeshua went and he burned the city of the Ai. It means the city of the Ai was never built and rebuilt again. Again, he did not do what he did to Yericho. He did not make a swear that nobody is allowed to build it. But the Navi says he burned. It was burning already, but he made sure that the whole city of the Ai is burned. And then that city is going to be Tel Olam. It's going to be forever deserted. Shmama. Adayom Hazeh until today. It means Adayom Hazeh, usually the Gemara says it means Adayom Hazeh. It means really Adayom Hazeh. It means that they will not be able to rebuild that city the same way it was before. even though that you might find there is some people live on the same spot, but it's not going to be as beautiful and as strong as it used to be. The king of the eye, he took and he hung him on the tree till the night of Rosh Shemesh. At sunset, Tivai Yoshua Yerushat Nibartu Minahed, they took his body off the tree by Yashmichu Otai El Petar Shah Ha'ir, they threw it next to the entrance to the city, to the gate of the city. There's, if you go over there, the archaeologists, they will find a pile of stones, and underneath the pile, they might find some bones from that person. As if Yoshua Mizbeach Hashem Elokei Israel Be'ar Ebal, then Yoshua is going to build an altar on Har Ebal. As, says the Gemara, it's not them. It says that paragraph that we're going to learn now from sentence 30 until the end of the chapter, this is really not on the right spot. That thing already happened in the past. Just the Navi decided to write it over here. And of course, Azivne, right. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you'll know some. Right. The Yud is small or what? What does it say by you? You can't tell? Maybe. Again, says the Gemara, this is refers to the time that Am Yisrael crossed the Jordan River, at chapter 3. Then Yoshua went and he built an altar. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, commanded Bnei Yisrael, כתוב בספר תורת משה, כתוב כתוב בספר דברים, מזבח אבנים שלמות, an altar from complete stones, אשר לא הניף עליהם ברזל, that iron was not raised on them, ויעלו עליו עולות לשם, ויזבחו שלמים. After he built the altar, עם ישראל sacrificed קורבנות, sacrifices, עולות וסקריפייס שלמים. ויכתוב שם על אבנים את משנה תורת משה, then Yoshua wrote on those stones part of the Torah, Asher katatem Yisrael, the way he wrote in front of Israel. Bechol Yisrael, all of Israel, Zkina, Veshotrav, Veshotrim, Veshotav, all the people, the police, the judges, on Din, Mizeh, Mizeh, Laharon, standing from the two sides of the ark, נגד הכהנים הלוויים, in front of the כהנים and the לוויים, נושא ארון ברית השם, the ones that were carried the ark, כגר כאזרח, the converts, the citizens, חציו, half אל מול הגריזים, וחציו and half אל מול הרבה. כאשר ציווה משה ואת השם ואת עם ישראל בראשונה. So it means what it says in Parashat Kitavo, that Am Yisrael divided to two parts. Six tribes went on Har Gerizim, and six tribes went on Har Ebal, and the Ark was in the middle. And they said the Brachot and the Klalot, ואחרי כן קרא את כל דברי התורה, ברכה בקללה, וכל הכתוב בספר התורה. The way it says in Parashat Kitavo. And this is Moshe Rabbeinu told Am Yisrael after he crossed the Jordan River, that's what he's going to do. The Rabbi said, that's what he did. Yeshua went and he built an altar on Har Ebal and he sacrificed over there. Then he went and he wrote on the stones the Torah, and then he was standing over there in the middle between the two mountains, and they read the curses and the blessings. The blessings and the curses. Lo Ayadava was no such thing, Mikol Asher Tiva Moshe, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu commanded, Asher Lo Kara Yeshua, whatever Yeshua did not read, נגד קוקרא לישראל ואנשים ואתה והגר הלך ותקרוס. So, that's the end of the chapter. Again, this last few psukim that we just read really did not happen now after the city of the Ai, after they captured the city, because now the Ai is in different place already. It says that thing, Har Gerizim, this is closer to the Jordan River from the side, And this, the Navi just writes it right now, that you should know that Yeshua did what Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah, and actually did it. Of course, the Chachamim say it's called Ein Mukdam Mukhar Batorah. In the Torah, in the Tanakh, we have a rule. It's called Ein Mukdam Mukhar Batorah. It means if you read something, a story in the Torah, or you read anything in the Torah, in the Navi, it doesn't mean that thing happened at the time, at the same order the Navi and the Torah were written. It says one thing has not to do with the other. Even though the thing happened, not necessarily it happened on the time that it says in the Torah and the Navi. So, en mukdam u'char b'Torah. There's no such thing early and late in the Torah. Some things in the Torah happen later, in the Torah it's written earlier. Some things that happened in the Torah earlier, it's written in the Torah later. The same thing in the Navi. Why? Why is it like this? The Midrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote it for a reason. The reason, because we couldn't take it, the Midrash says, if it's going to be an order, it's going to be too much for our neshama. You don't understand what it means. That's what the Midrash says. Anyway, we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose certain things and put them not in the right order. This is why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose that story and to put it not in the right order, and why did he decide it to put it after the war with the eye? I said, of course, there's going to be one answer. The answer is, it's not important. Time element is not important, and the order is not in order. It says in the Tanakh, don't ask, why did it stay over here? Why did it stay over here? It's true. Nevertheless, the Rav HaKadosh writes in the Torah, there must be a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. And this Rabbi doesn't just take stories and plant and put the stories any way he wants, and the answer is because he wanted to do it. Of course, he wanted, he can do it. But must be a reason why he decided not to write that story before and just to write it now. What would be bad if that story would be before? And why this story was written in right now, chapter 8, that really the place of that thing is chapter 3. So you don't want to say chapter 3, write chapter 4. Don't want chapter 4, chapter 5. Don't want chapter 5, chapter 10. Why chapter 8, after they finish the story with the war of the eye, there is a story about that Yeshua is building the altar. Well, if you remember, as I told you, every chapter, this is Tanakh, is the holy thing that was written by Ruach HaKodesh. It's not that Yeshua decided to write how he did capture the eye, or how HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. It says this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he must write it this way. And this was given to Yeshua, it's called Nevi'im Rishonim. The Aron says Nevi'im Rishonim, the first prophets, has a tremendous power, that Yeshua is considered one of the first Nevi'im that we had. It says this was written by Ruach HaKodesh. It says, what do I have to know this? So I have to know that how to capture a city and how they did capture a city. And all the details that Yeshua is telling them, go in the back, you're going to ambush them, and he is going in the valley, he's this, he's doing this, he's doing that. It says, what is the necessity to know it from the Tanakh? What do you mean? What do you mean? Okay, no, what is the question? If you go back with your permission to the last chapter, chapter 7, sentence 10. Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud, with your permission. And this is after Am Yisrael lost the first round with the war with the eye. Yeshua was very upset and was flat on the floor. For his clothing, they put sand on the head. Sentence says, Vayomer Hashem Yeshua, kum lach. Kum lach. Stand up, you. Lama ze ata makabel panecha. Why are you lying on your face? I says, what do you mean, why am I lying on my face? I'm lying on my face because they lost the war, because they ran away. It's Milchemet Yom Kippur. They lost the war. I said, what do you mean, why I am flat on my face? I'm flat on my face because they lost the war. Well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do now? So people who tell him, Chata Israel, Am Israel sin. He says, so, that's a good reason. If Am Israel sin, that's why I'm on the floor. He said, why are you telling me that I have to get up? He says, I'm on the floor. So Akadosh Baruch Hu says, why are you on the floor? Get up. He says, Chata Yisrael, I'm Israel sin. Okay, so that's a good reason for me to be on the floor. So the Midrash says, really, the three things Yeshua did wrong. If you go back to sentence 2. Same chapter. Right. This is Vayishlach Yeshua Anashim Mirichoa. Yeshua sent people from Miricho to the city of Ai. Asher in Bet Aven is the Bet El Mikedem, the Bet Keva Yomer Aleim Lemor. Alu v'raglu et haaretz, go up and see what's going on. V'yadu anashim v'raglu et haaretz, and people went and despised the city. V'yishuv v'yishuv v'mu elav, al yal kol ha'am, don't need the whole nation. Kalfayim ish, 3,000, 3,000. Yalu v'yaku et haaretz. Yal ti yagash sama et kol ha'am, ki me'atim. I don't have to draft everybody. It says, take 2,000 people, it's nothing. We're going to capture it right away. V'yadu v'yaham, sama, 3,000 ish. So 3,000 people went and tried to capture, but they ran away from the city, from the people of the city. They chased them, they ran away. Says the Midrash, says the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that when Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to have a leader. So Hashem, he told Hashem, Asher Yetzeh Lifneim. We need a leader that is going to be in the front, not to hide in the White House. He has to be on the first sheep. We're the soldiers. I said, Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the leader is going to lead them to the world, not to hide in the back. So the Midrash, Yeshua hid in the back. In the bunker, in, where was it? In Arizona or something, I don't know. It says, you have to be in the front. It says, Hashem told Yeshua that that's what you got to do. You have to go in the front and fight. Instead, not only did he go in the front, he decided how to do the whole thing by himself. He said, listen, Hashem doesn't answer me. Let me do the war by myself. He went and he sent some spies, and the spies came back and said, listen, we don't need to draft all people. He said, 2,000, 3,000 is enough to capture those cities. Yeshua is staying over there in his room. He doesn't go up. He said, he's staying in his room. He sent 3,000 people. So the Midrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, kum lach, get up. Why are you on the floor? It's your fault. Why didn't you go with them? He said, you sent by yourself the people? Good. But why didn't you go? You should have gone along with them. This is not the leadership that I chose and Moshe Rabbeinu asked for you to lead them as well. The second thing, says the Midrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Yeshua, that Yeshua made a swear. No, the Yeshua made a swear with Yericho and he said nobody is allowed to take from the looting. So people ask Yeshua, why are you on the floor? Get up. It is who I ask you to make this swear to say that no one is allowed to take from the looting. I tell you to do it. We're doing it on your own. The third thing, what's the third thing? Yom HaRoi Masechet Sanhedrin, page 44 says, the third thing what he did, No, no, no.
don't remember.
עושה זה מדרש, זה מדרש that now Yeshua has to correct. Oh, yeah, Yamana. Thank you very much. This is the Gemara, my sister, and I read like this. This is the Gemara that Yeshua, when he crossed the Jordan River, he took from Israel for 60 miles for a trip. And after 60 miles he took them, then he built the altar, and the story that we just read, Az Ivne Yeshua Mizbeach, then Yeshua, at that time Yeshua built that altar. He says, what do you mean then? What do you mean then? He did wrong, says the Midrash. He says, Am Israel crossed the Jordan River. Hashem told us in Parashat Re'e, in Sefer Devarim, that right after we cross the Jordan River, over there it's going to be Har Gerizim, Har Ebal. But the question, what does it mean exactly? But the Midrash says, anyway, the Gemara says, that Yeshua did wrong. By the time he got to Har Gerizim and Har Ebal, he took them 60 miles either off the right road, off the right track, or he should not have gone all the way. So says the Gemara Yerushalmi, what do you mean? The Gemara says there's no such thing Har Gerizim Har Ebal. So you should have taken two little mountains, two little hills, and you should call one Har Gerizim, one Har Ebal, and you should not just carry and taking and dragging the whole nation for 60 miles. You don't drag the nation 60 miles. Says the Midrash, says the Gemara, it's wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Yeshua. I says, this is one of the reasons that maybe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, says in the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, get up from the floor. He says, why get up from the floor? He says, wrong what you did. He says, which wrong? He says, three things wrong. First of all, you made a swear about Yericho nobody should take. Secondly, you didn't go in front of them. Third, you dragged the nation 60 miles for nothing. Again, even though the Tosfot we got, if you want to take a look, the Gemara says in page 44, as I said before, even though Hashem said in the Torah that you have to take them and build an altar on Har Ebal, and over there you should write the Torah, says the Gemara, he didn't do it right. We don't know exactly what he did wrong, but something went wrong, he did wrong. Again, either he should not have dragged them all the way to Har Gerizim Har Ebal, because no such thing, Har Gerizim Har Ebal, no such thing. It's just the names. It's those names you could give by yourself to two mountains or two hills on the way, or he just did not do it right by dragging them over there. We don't know exactly what he did wrong, but again, the way he took them was wrong. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, don't be flat on the floor. He says, flat on the floor is something happened. It's everything, says the Midrash, your fault, your fault. Achan took from the loading, it's your fault. You should not have made a swear. He says, you also, I want to explain to you something. You cannot attack, you cannot go to a war. To a war, you go with the Urim and Tumim. With the war, you go with the Kohen HaGadol. You cannot just, send a spy comes back and says, listen, we want to draft everybody. He says, take 2,000-3,000 people, it's all over the war, it's over 1, 2, 3. It's finished. He says, this is not the way to go to war. It means that you decided what to do. I said, you couldn't reach a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he was upset because certain things that you need. But you cannot just decide that you're going to capture Israel. That's why you don't capture on your own decision. That's Israel you capture because Kadosh Baruch Hu told you to come from Israel and capture it. He says, if you don't know how to capture, you're from Kadosh Baruch Hu. In order to fix it, that's what he says, in order to fix it, he says, Yeshua has to repair. What he did? I said, what did you do? I said, I'll tell you what you got to do. First of all, what you have to do, I tell you how to do it. He says, hey, listen, you tell me how to run the show. He said, let me tell you something. That's how you do it. You drafted 30,000 Marines, you put them in the back. He says, you, and the nation, you're going to come very close to the wall. He says, one guy's going to stand over there, sniper, he's going to shoot at you, one arrow is finished. It says, you, me, says, you want me to go in the front and come closer to the city. Can I attack? He said, no, you know, you can't attack nothing. He says, you got to say, hello, good morning. He says, good morning, wake to them. He says, wait to them, they're going to come and attack me 1 minute, I'm going to be dead. He says, no, you're going to start running away. And I'm going to run away. You know who they have over there? They have the Olympics. They're going to run right away from the mountain. It takes 2 minutes, they're going to catch me right away, they're going to kill me. He says, Ari, that's how you're going to repair the mistrust that you did by choosing only 3,000 people. He says, first of all, draft everybody. He says, draft. He says, draft everybody. I mean, the spy told me that there are a few people over there. It's not necessary to take all the nation. What to take the nation? The whole thing is a joke, you know. We need only 5 people to run. Let them come out and run after us. He says, you don't need the whole nation. Why do you need the whole nation? He says, listen, you put 30,000 in the back. You and all people and everybody, you stand in the front with the nation. He says, how close? He says, come all the way close to the valley. Come close to the valley, they're going to see you from there. They're going to see you from there, they're going to start chasing you. He says, can I turn back and kill them? He says, no. Your job is just to run away. He says, let them disconnect themselves from the city. You know how far I have to run? He says, who has the strength to run? What do you want from me? I'm almost 100 years old. You hardly expect me to run. You know, the soldiers over there, 20, 18 years old, they're from the Marines. They're going to catch me 2 minutes, I'm going to be dead. He says, you want me to go with the old nation for what? He says, for what? There's 3,000 people over there. The spies say you need 3,000. You want me to do it? Okay, I'll do it again. He says, I need to do what? Well, doesn't even make sense. He says, 1 second. I said, let me tell you something. I want you to take your spear or your shield and raise it. I said, that's going to be a sign that the people from the back is going to attack. I said, Zali, you're going to have to hold it. Says, Yeshua chose to hold it the whole time. I said, to hold the whole day in his hand, raising his hand like this. I said, this is going to show that the raising of the spear, the raising of the shield is winning the war. Not me, Yeshua, that I chose few spies and I sent the people to attack. They said, it was wrong on you. It's not only wrong that I chose them, I was in the back. I was in the camp, hiding. He says, now Yeshua is going to repair it. He's going by himself in the middle of the night, the simple Perush of the Gemara, in the valley next to the wall. He says, you walking next to the wall by yourself in the middle of the night? He says, somebody from the wall can throw something on you, you finished. He says, no. The whole thing was like mistrust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first time that you lost the war. And now you have to prove that you have 100% trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is only with an ambush. He says, of course, I can tell you, go and capture the city. But this will not do anything. It means I did the same thing I did with Jericho. Here you have to prove that you are nothing, yet you cannot do nothing. It's everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to have to go in the front, you can draft everybody, everything the opposite of what the people told you to do, and I'm going to tell you how to run this war, and it does, of course, for us it makes sense now that we read it. He says, but you have to understand that this is Yeshua, and the whole people, the whole nation standing in front of their eyes. He says, somebody might get killed right away, why do you have to put people in danger? He says, forget about it. You know, you send a few people, let them run away, and they're going to chase them. He says, Ari, this is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua. Cool. He says, get up. He says, the first you catch a hand that he took from the looting because he passed. He did not keep the swear that you made. But first of all, I want to tell you something. You don't make no swear that everybody takes from the looting. Because everybody's going to come and is going to ask Yeshua. It doesn't make sense, the whole thing. You made the cherem. And this Achan took from the Chayim, you killed him. Now it's going to be the eye, still the eye, and Yeshua is going to say, listen, you can go and take from the looting. Everybody says, hey, mister, what is this? Before you said nobody's going to take from the looting, now it's going to be the looting. What kind of a leader are you? He says, what is this? What did you make this swear? Why did you kill this person? All this, says Dari, is to repair what Yeshua did. He says, nobody told you to make a swear on Yericho, and Achan really died because of you. He says, the only thing is, he can tell them, take from the looting. He says, everybody's going to say, oh, look at him. He says, he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He says, over here not to take, over here yes to take. He says, Hashem said, that's what you have to do in order to repair what you did. He says, Ari, this is what the Gemara says, that Yeshua made a big mistake by dragging the nation, by taking the whole nation and drag them 60 miles off the right track, off the right road. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Yeshua. He says, this is why, doesn't say, as if Yeshua in the right spot. Because if this would have said, would have been written on the right spot in chapter 3, so they say, okay, he did it. They said, no, he didn't do it. He did it wrong. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at him. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to write it down there. Because they didn't follow the instructions what Moshe Rabbeinu said. He says, now by listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now by putting himself in danger, by doing everything the opposite of what he thought to do, and everybody was laughing at him. He says, everybody in the beginning said only 3,000 people, 2,000 people, we lost the war, now dragged and drafted everybody. He says, what is the matter with you? He says, before you did on your own. So you did on your own, so you stayed in the camp. Now you're going to get out of the camp, now you're going to direct everybody, you're going to be in the front, and you can't do anything, you're going to raise the spear, the shield, you can't do nothing but what I'm telling you to do. He says, this, by showing that you do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, not what you wanted to do, this is going to repair also the first original thing that you did wrong by dragging the people. So this is why at the end of the chapter, after the story with the eye, that finally it was showing everybody the reason they're winning the eye is not because of the spies, not because that he had in mind something. He says, Hashem said do this ambush, Hashem said this. He says, by listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, this is going to repair what he did not listen the first time. This is why it was written in Ruach HaKodesh, that after the capturing of the eye, it says, Azif ne Yoshua, now Yoshua is going to build the altar. Now he did it already a few days ago. He did it already in chapter 3. He says, no, in chapter 3 when he did it wrong. Now, it says, Azif ne Yoshua, now he repaired it, he already fixed the sin that he did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is what the reason is that this chapter was written by Ruach HaKodesh. It's not a story that he should learn how to make a war, how to ambush, or how to do what to do. The opposite is that whatever Yeshua decided to do, everything went wrong. He says, Kumlach, says, why are you on the floor? He says, I'm on the floor, Chatai Yisrael, that's not why you should be on the floor. He says, you should be on the floor because it's your fault, you don't listen to me. That's when the Darim says, at the end, before Yeshua died, the Nabi says that Yeshua did everything the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. But Chachamim Eske did, he didn't. The Gemara tells in certain dreams that he didn't do certain things. Midrash, he didn't do certain things. But it means that he was able to repair it like he never did it. And that's what the Navi says, that you should know how to make a war is only by the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only by listening to an order to command that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't have, you shouldn't go to a war. He says, the whole thing started because you don't listen. He says, you, Yoshua, did not listen by dragging the nation. He says, then eventually you're not going to go for the war. And eventually, when you go to the war to Yericho, also you're going to do a mistake, you're going to make a swear. He says, you have to go back on all the decisions that you made in order to prove to everyone that Hashem is the one taking you and telling you what to do. It's nothing to do with you. He says, whatever I thought, it's just the opposite. Just to prove the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.